The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Children were brought to Jesus that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After he placed his hands on them, he went away. The Gospel of the Lord. How quick we grow up and begin to think that we know everything. We try to put our own will at play in our lives. We try to control the things around us. We try to set things in order. But oftentimes we're not thinking and acting and working within the logic of Christ. We're not fully bought in on what Christ can and will do in our lives, if but only we allow him to touch our hearts. Yes, brothers and sisters, we know and we can see and we read in the Gospels the profound power of Jesus's healing touch. His healing touch, the same hand that healed so many sick, infirm, possessed, people in dire need, he reaches out and he touches them. So we wonder, well, why in the world would he need to lay his hands upon these young children in the gospel to pray upon them? They had no need of healing. It doesn't say that they were sick. The children are so impressionable, aren't they? They're so willing to learn, eager to learn. Why? What's this? Why is that? You know, that filled with questions and wonder about the world. They're so open to what the world has to offer them, to what you have to offer them. And they're so reliant on us for guidance. That's the real shame of the proverb from the first reading. Fathers have eaten green grapes, thus their children's teeth are on edge. The fathers who eat green grapes rob the next generation of ripe fruit. They take the words of the Lord and they twist them for their own use. They consume them and then hand on nothing, if anything, to their children. Therefore, their children have sharpened teeth. They become vicious. They're cut. That's what it says. The teeth are on edge. The children of a vicious generation seem to be handed on that vice. And that's why the other old proverb in the Jewish faith is that the sins of the father will be passed on to the son for generations. But that's not true. That's not true in the since the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He can come and he can touch the lives of any family and heal those wounds. The wounds that could be passed on from father to son, mother to daughter, through generations. He comes to heal. He comes to make an impression on our youth. One of love, one of peace, one of joy and lasting joy. How many of us gathered here this morning, brothers and sisters, was in some way touched by our Lord at a very young age? And because of that, we have no other recourse but to come here day after day to seek his love, to seek his mercy, to seek his peace. Because we've found in Jesus Christ that the grapes that he gives us are not green, green grapes, they're lush, they're ripened, they're full of potency. They have the potential to transform us into who He's calling us to be. And so, brothers and sisters, as we come here in our old age, older age, maybe still young age, and seek the Lord's love and His mercy in this sacrifice, let our hearts, like it says in the first reading, be transformed and be recreated anew. Come to the Lord with the innocence of a child, ready to be taught what it is that He wants to call you towards, so that you might become mature, that you might grow, that you might become the fullness of His glory here on earth, fully alive, fully formed, impressionable through His example. If we come in here thinking we got it all figured out, if we've learned everything there is to learn, then we've really learned nothing. We need to come in here with that innocence of a child, ready for the Lord to transform us, ready for Him to surprise us, ready for Him to teach us, ready for Him to heal us, brothers and sisters. When we have that innocence of the child and the Lord is able to touch us and transform us, lay His hands upon us and pray over us, we can go out into the world with full confidence, no matter what comes our way. Today we celebrate even more martyrs of the church, Pontius and Hippotolos. I can't pronounce the Greek names always very well. But two men mature in their faith, but it wasn't because of their advanced learning or because of their strong will or anything exceptional in their own life that they had the power and the strength to face even death for the sake of the kingdom. It was because primarily they had a docility of heart. At some level, they were able to come to the Lord with the innocence of children, to allow Him to shape and transform their hearts and their minds, and to encourage them and allow those green grapes to ripen in their own life, so that their life might be, their blood might be shed like the Lord's for the sake of the kingdom, that they would bear witness for generations to come.